get ourselves mentally right for this afternoon. Because again, some of y'all been so faithful all week as best you could. And so, you know, I don't take that for granted. Ushers, y'all can sit down. If you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Just before I give you the scripture, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, please use me now as you will to glorify yourself. I pray that hearts and minds will be open to receive your word. Lord, help people look past the person who's preaching the word and hear the word, that it may change our lives for the better and help us represent you correctly in this earth realm. In your name we pray, amen. I'm going to read this, church family, from the New International Version. This is what it says, Hebrews chapter 3. Oh, I'm sorry. And I do want to thank the Lord for, I didn't say that. Reverend Phillips, thank you so much for leading us in service this morning. Chapter 3, starting in verse 12. This is what it says in the NIV. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, disbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Verse 14, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end, the confidence we had at first. Amen. Amen. Church family, and all of us are church family. Just for a few minutes, let us reason together from this thought. Don't believe the hype. I'm sweating like somebody after me. No, I'm good. Thank you. Don't believe the hype. Long before there was a rap artist, and he's not just a rap artist, a very multi-talented contemporary musician named Drake. Most of y'all have heard of Drake. Long before Lil Wayne and his goatifices. Long before Jay-Z. Long before Nicki Minaj and Cardi B were publicly beefing, fighting, we call it, publicly feuding. There was a rap group called Public Enemy. They're probably their most well-known member is a guy named Flavor Flav. Anyway, my favorite Public Enemy song is called Don't Believe the Hype. Yes, I have some Public Enemy. And yes, every once in a while when I'm about 100 miles away from y'all, I put it in my CD and I turn it up just as loud as I can stand it. That one song. Love that song. Let me define the word hype. According to Webster's Dictionary, hype can be exaggerated publicity. Hype can be positive or negative. But for the purpose of our message this morning, we're going to focus on negative publicity, negative exaggerated publicity. Hype can also be deception, a put on, something that's not real. The purpose of Public Enemy's song, Don't Believe the Hype, is that it's a warning for people to not believe the negative, exaggerated deception that some people engage in. Say that again, Monte. It's a warning for people to not believe the negative, exaggerated deception that some people engage in. Now look back, please, at today's scripture verses, and let's just focus in on verse number 12. By the way, just kind of as an aside, most Bible scholars agree that the Apostle Paul might be the author of Hebrews, but they can't really say for sure that he is. So, you know, just if you are a historic person, you want to know that, that's the note you can put. The message in 3:12 seems to be clear. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. It's a warning to people who believe in Jehovah God to not allow sinful, selfish and rebellious and an unbelieving heart to make them stop believing in God. It's a warning to folks who are saved now to not allow a sinful, meaning a selfish and rebellious, and an unbelieving heart to stop believing in God. And I had to ask myself this question, Dr. Laughlin. What would make somebody who's already saved stop believing in God? And then the answer came to me. Hype. Hype. Hype can make people stop believing in God. Today, perhaps more than any other time in human history, the devil is using negative hype, mostly through social media, to deceive, denigrate, and divide people. Now, remember why he's doing what he does, because it's his job. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life before you decide to ask Jesus to become your Lord and Savior. In other words, the devil wants to kill you before you get saved, so that when your physical body is dead, that soul inside of you is going to go straight to hell. It's tough to say, but I have to say it. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to give you enough time. He wants to shorten your time as best he can so that you may not ever get to a point where you make a decision to accept Jesus. So if he can take you out of this world before you get there, that's what he's trying to do. Let me tell you why I say it's social media primarily. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. My brother Carl reminded me of this past week in a conversation we had. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says in part that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. He's the prince of the power of the air. Here's what that means. Jehovah God has allowed the devil to have some very, very limited power in this earth realm. And the devil uses his limited power to influence the minds of unsaved folks. The devil himself is responsible, Evelyn, for so much of the filth and the lies and the violence and the other ungodly communications that we see on TV and radio and the internet and other social media platforms. That's from the devil, because he's the prince of the power of the air. And you could add the word in this case, airwaves. Yeah, because he's influencing the minds of those who make decisions about what we see on the airwaves. Amen. 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 And it's happening 24/7 all over the world. Why does God allow the devil to have any power at all? Here we are. Because man has free will. Yeah. God has allowed the devil to have just a little bit of power. Now, it seems like a lot, you know, because he's a godly, divinely created and powered being. So it's way more than what we have in that sense. But the reason why God lets him have any power at all is because he gave us free will. In other words, we don't have to give in to the devil's influence. But too many people do, been guilty myself, and most folks don't know that they're being played by the devil, because they don't believe in the devil the same way they don't believe in Jesus. That's some folk tell you, quit. Ain't no such thing as heaven and hell. Ain't no such thing as the devil. Ain't no such thing as God. And so they live that way. They roll that way. When the devil is successful in deceiving some folks, they are conscientiously blind and they believe it's in their right to live ungodly lives because they think they're in control of themselves. How many times have you heard folks say, well, it's my right. I want my rights. I'm going to exercise my right. I got the right to do this. I got the right to do that. And see, folks who think like that, they think they're running something. They're in control, but they're not. Preached a sermon the Lord allowed me to preach just this past Sunday. Have plans, need God. And one of the central themes of that message is that we're not in control of nothing. We're not even in control of ourselves. Amen. God is in control. There are too many folks caught up in the negative hype that's overrunning our airwaves. And the only way to fight negative hype is with the truth from God's word. Let's look at some of the differences just for a couple of minutes between hype and the truth. Hype says, be selfish. Look out for yourself. Take care of number one. The truth from God's word says, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Be just as concerned about somebody else's well-being as you are concerned about your own. Hype says consenting adults, I hear that term, y'all heard it too. Consenting adults can do anything they want to do as long as they're within the laws of man. Well, what about the laws of God? What if what you and your grown butt wants to do is contrary to God's word? Folk don't think that way. A lot of folk don't think that way. So that's what hype says. Consenting adults can do whatever they want to do. But the Bible says, the truth from God's word says, flee sexual immorality and youthful lust. Young folks, let me pause right here to say this to y'all. Everybody ain't doing it. Don't let you know what? Few young folks, let me say to some of we grown folk, everybody ain't doing it. Just because we see it and we hear it and we read about it and it's all over most of the programs, you can't even watch stuff on Disney now without them sometimes having a little kind of sexually innuendo energized. Not all the programs, but some of them. But the point is, everybody's not doing it. And more importantly, you ain't got to do it. And I don't have to do it. Amen. That's why God gave us free will. Hype says, love is love. Marry whoever you want. The Bible, the truth from the Bible says marriage is supposed to be between one man and one woman. Hype says there are many paths to God. Just whatever way you believe, if you think going out there and worshiping a caterpillar, because God is into caterpillars, so if you worship the caterpillar, you're worshiping God. That's what hype says. I've heard folk who say they were raised in the church. I'm not going to call her name because she's a very famous, worldwide known celebrity. But I heard her say on her show one time, oh, yeah, I was raised in the church and I believe in Jesus, but I believe there are many paths to get to God. If you were raised in a church that taught Jesus, you don't believe that, because that's not what the Bible says. The truth from the Bible says Jesus Christ is the only way to find God. Hype says there is no God. The truth from his word says a fool has said in his heart there is no God. Hype says money and power, those who have lots of money and those who have lots of influence and power, they shall rule over all the rest of us. The truth from God's word says those who will be the greatest among us must first be willing to be the servant of everybody. God ain't mad about you having lots of money, Evelyn. Have all the money you can. Just don't love that money more than you love him. And remember, the money ain't just for you. He's blessed you with the money so you can be a blessing to others. Yeah, it's all right to buy Brenda a new car if you want to do that. But still, now after you buy her one, you got to buy me one too. No, but God says if you want to be the greatest among everybody, but you have to, you can. He'll put you there. But you better understand his expectation is that you're going to be the servant to everybody. You be willing to be the servant. Last one, hype says, don't question what others do. Everybody just live how they want to. Like I said, if you're not breaking the laws of man, roll like you want to roll. But the truth from God's love says, yes, question them and talk to them. And tell them the truth. And look, it says, and speak the truth in love. Not with a critical spirit. Not with a condemning spirit. Because I got to remember, every time I judge somebody else, the word says, I'm being judged too. With the same measure I try to come down hard on DeVito, DeVito can turn right back around, come right back hard on me when he sees me out of line. But the Bible does say, speak the truth in love. So many more examples of negative hype that I could share, but here's the main point. Don't believe the hype. Jehovah God is the creator of this world. He's the ruler of everything, including all forms of life. The hype is that human beings are free agents, and we can do whatever feels good or right to us. The truth is, Psalms 24, the earth, the actual planet earth, is the Lord's. And it belongs to Jehovah God and the fullness, that means the resources thereof. And then it says, and the earth again, and they, talking about you and me, who dwell within. So all of this, including you and me, Gene belongs to the Lord. Steve belongs to the Lord. Ms. Dozine belongs to the Lord. Even if we weren't claiming God, we still belong to him. Amen. That's the point. He's in control of it all. And everybody, human beings, all of us are made in God's image. God expects us to live holy because he is holy. Living holy doesn't mean living a sin-free life. Amen. Living holy does not mean you live a sin-free life. That's not what it means. The Apostle Paul says that evil, which means temptation to commit sin, is always present. Even in the church house. Amen. Not saying we're evil, but evil, the presence of evil, is always present. But we can choose to sin or not to sin. We are not victims of our flesh because God has given us a free will. We can choose. Living holy is a mindset. It is a determination to not continuing to live in sin. Yeah, living holy is a mindset. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to keep on sinning against God because he's been too good to me. He is too good to me. Right in this very moment, as I'm standing in this pulpit, he is too good to me. So I'm not going to continue to knowingly and willfully do stuff that I know God says is wrong. Holy living is a mindset, and then we walk it out with dependence on God's strength. Amen. If we believe the hype, God is just sitting up in heaven waiting for us to mess up so he can bring the hammer down on our heads. It is a defeatist attitude, and it makes folks think, if I can't live holy, and I can't live holy, so I might as well live in sin and enjoy it as much as I can. But the truth is, the wages, the results of sin, the payment for sin, the consequences for sin, the outcome of sin is death. Amen. And it doesn't matter who you are. If you choose to live in willful sin against God, you're going to live in constant turmoil and terror. And when you die, you will live in the most horrible emotional and physical pain that has ever been known to a man. And it's called hell. And you're going to be there for eternity. Eternity has no end. But here's the good news. The devil is a liar and the hype is a lie. We can live holy because we're not dependent on our own ability. We can put our faith in Jesus and he will give us victory over our flesh. I know that's right because Philippians 4:13, y'all know it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But let's go a little bit further. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my weaknesses that the power of Jesus Christ may be upon me. I'll boast about my weaknesses because I want the power of Jesus to come upon me. After our souls are saved by grace in Jesus Christ, what happens if or when we sin? The hype says if you sin after you're saved, it means you were not saved in the first place. Jesus doesn't really love you. Jesus won't forgive us. And if we believe that, if you believe that hype, if you believe those lies, here's what will happen. We'll live in constant guilt, feeling condemned, and eventually we'll go into depression. That depression has been so strong in some people's lives, it's even moved them and driven them to try to take their own lives. Even Christians, immature Christians, Brenda, who did not recognize that just because they're saved doesn't mean that they're perfect. And when they had a fall or stumble in their Christian walk, then they let because they were immature, no fault of their own, but they didn't recognize that Jesus says, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just. I'll forgive you of your sins, and I'll cleanse you from all the unrighteousness of that sin. Not only that, let me share this, because here's the truth from God's word. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. He said, now talking about those who are already saved, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. If you mess up when you're saved, own up to it, ask the Lord for forgiveness. And if you are sincere, and don't nobody know that but you and him, he will forgive you. Will he deal with your sin? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He's going to deal with your sin. But I'm so glad he said that I temper my anger and my punishment with mercy. Yeah, he don't beat my tail, Monte, the way he should beat my tail when I deserve for my tail to be whooped. Amen. But here's the thing I found out. The more you love Jesus, the less you're tempted to sin. Amen. The more you love Jesus, the less you're tempted to sin. I'll end this message with these three things that Christians should count, how Christians can counterpunch the devil as he tries to destroy us with negative hype. Three things that we can do. First of all, number one, read the Bible. Now that sounds very simplistic, but it's for real. 2 Timothy 3:13 says that all scripture is God-breathed, God-inspired, and all scripture is useful for what? For teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I don't care what you read. Any part of the Bible you read is going to be good for you. Now, if you come and ask me or ask some of your brothers and sisters in Christ who you know are mature, you can recognize the maturity, they might suggest a particular, some passages or some chapters or some particular books to read. That's all good. But the point is, reading any part of the Bible will bless you, because all scripture is inspired by God and is good for training in righteousness. Number two thing we can do, don't dwell on the hype. James 4, verse 7 says, resist the devil and he will flee. How does that work in my practical life, Steve? Stop looking at some of that stuff you look at. Stop listening to some of this. I ain't giving up public enemy right now, so don't go crazy. I'm going to give it up. But you got to stop some stuff. Okay, your favorite show, my favorite show that come on every week at the same time, unless it's in hiatus, you already know how they roll on that show. And as much as you might like, it might be a good storyline, your favorite actor, your favorite act. Sometimes some things you just gonna have to tell yourself, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep listening to this particular person, this talk show host on the radio. I can't keep watching particular videos. I can't keep going to certain places. I can't keep listening to certain types of. Now you make that decision. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty, because I don't tell y'all about me. But you gotta understand, there comes a point where you got to resist. And you know what your triggers are. Amen. You know, you and God and the devil, y'all all know what your triggers are. So you got to stay away from your triggers. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee. Number two, I said again, don't dwell on the hype. Number three, dwell on good things. Think about good things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything, it says, is excellent, if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things. Replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Replace your negative speaking with affirmative positive thinking. Amen. Replace your negative friends with positive friends. And if you don't have any positive friends, you don't need no friends. Because the only friend you need is Jesus. What a friend. I'm going old school now. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to Jesus in prayer. I know trying to live right in this world is hard. Amen. It's hard for all of us. It's hard for it. It's hard for me. The negative hype is everywhere. But I'm here to tell you today that we don't have to allow it to defeat us. Don't believe the hype. It doesn't matter what unsaved folks in this world think, say, or do. Jehovah God has given us a standard of holiness, and he has not changed his mind about what he says is right and wrong. I don't care who don't like it. You can call you anti, they can call you whatever they want to. God has not changed his mind. You can be as progressive or conservative as you want to. Even as a conservative, that don't mean you Christian. All conservative folk are not godly, because some of them are some of the most backwards thinking folks I've ever heard speak. God has not changed his mind about what he says is right and wrong. If we keep our minds focused on Jesus, we will have victory now and in the life to come. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is my protector. Jesus is my defender. Jesus will protect me from all the attacks of the enemy. The devil is already defeated, and we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground ain't nothing but sinking sand. Give God some glory. Don't